Federated just wants to say thanks to all local businesses in and around the state of Minnesota. You are our community partners, our neighbors, our families, and our friends. And when you need Federated, Federated is here to help. Visit federatedinsurance.com or call your local marketing representative to access trusted resources you may need during this pandemic. At Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand.
Oh, it's fun.
Crazy.
It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick Royce, what's going on this Monday?
It's a wild time in our country when we have six NFL playoff games. And I watch the news channels almost as much as I did watch the football games over the weekend. Not as much over the weekend, I got to admit. I watched a lot of football. I gave up on the Brownies. And, I gave up on how bad the Steelers were playing. And apparently I missed the worst coaching decision in the history of sports, huh?
The Mike Tomlin fourth down.
Fourth and one?
There were three of them. There was a Nagy one, a Vrabel one, and a Tomlin one.
But
fourth and short.
But you're behind 28-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Yep.
And now you got those guys puckered up.
Yep.
Right? You got them. It's 42, what? 33?
I think they were up by 12. I think it was 12 or 13 at the time.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. 45-33 or something. They are so puckered up. They're the Cleveland Browns, and you punt it to them?
Mm-hmm.
And near midfield, right? Near midfield?
Yeah.
It was the 45, and then he says he wanted to pin him deep.
Yeah, he didn't pin him.
You got him on a run. Get a yard, for God's sakes. Unbelievable.
I have no idea what he was.
Apparently, he's got such a great reputation, and he's won a lot of games, and he's kept the job forever like they do in Pittsburgh. But I haven't watched him enough, but he makes odd decisions like that, I guess. He's another one of those in-game guys.
But you're right.
When
you're down by that much and the Brownies are starting to brownie on you,
yes.
Why don't you at least try and put
it? Hell, fake a run and throw it 40 yards for a touchdown and they won't come out. They won't even be able to stumble out to take the kickoff.
I'm not sure Big Ben can get the football 40 yards these days.
He looked terrible. I think he was... the trouble is, though, salary for next season, $41 million. Is he gonna walk away from that? As terrible as he is? He and Pouncey were over there crying together on the bench like this was the end. But I can't believe he's going to walk away from $41 million.
The Roonies might beg him. Tell him they'll give him something after his career.
Yeah, make him a $5 million a year consultant or some damn thing. He's cooked. He's absolutely finished.
There's nothing left there.
But he goes out with 500 yards.
Yes.
500 yards. He was so bad in the first quarter, it was incredible. But it is interesting that they're two longtime stars. Pouncey and Roethlisberger start off the game by giving them free touchdown.
Yeah.
They were
11-0.
I don't know how.
They were 11-0. That might be the most unimpressive undefeated streak to open a season that I've ever seen.
Why is it impossible for a coach to say, boy, I screwed that one up after the game instead of making excuses? He can say, this was my thinking. I was wrong. I don't know why I did that. I apologize to the United States of America.
And Steelers fans everywhere.
Why is it so hard? Why is that so hard?
I don't know, because I think a lot of these guys have the complete inability to be introspective.
Yeah.
Football coaches.
Well, they have this great defense mechanism, Zim is what? With all his screwball decisions, he's probably admitted he screwed up two or three times, maybe, or wishes he had it to do over again.
Not very often.
None of them do. I suppose if you say it too often, then people say, well, then why we got you coaching?
So, but with all we know about punting and fourth down now, I guess my question is, what are you doing? Right? Like, what's the consistency of your decision?
Yeah, because 10 years ago, you would have said, boy, is that stupid. Now you say, that is the stupidest decision ever.
Yes.
You know, because
and
so many
lights up.
People go on fourth and three, you know, a lot. They say statistically, you know, that's New Orleans did it yesterday when they could have kicked the field goal. And of course, they got the dummies to jump offside. Was that Bears?
Oh, God.
Was that Bears? That was right out of the Bears playbook. We got them here. Fourth and three. They're probably going to kick the field goal. So don't worry about it. And it was Taysom Hill, right, that got him to jump off? I was listening to the radio at the time. I was in the car, and guys, you think it's the sound of a different voice? Somebody, a guy said, how about somebody who's in charge of that defense, the linebacker, and say, hey, dummies, wait till you see the ball in his hands. Don't move.
And there's no crowd.
Yeah, there's no
So there's
crowd.
Nothing screwing
nothing.
With you.
No, God, it is amazing. And that guy was like two steps early, too. He was just two steps early.
But you're right. That was the biggest Bears game.
Oh, yeah.
That was just the template for the Bears.
I think Tampa Bay beat the Saints. I don't like the Saints that well. I mean, Breeze is just as cooked as Roethlisberger. He has not come back from this injury.
Yeah.
He's not.
Well, yeah, his passes are not.
He's not the same. He's not stepping into
There's no oomph on that ball.
No, he's not There's stepping no into the throw like he did. But, you know, I think the Packers got their hands full, too. I think that team is really good defensively. I think, and if it's a snot nose, if it's a cold day in Lambeau.
Does Donald play? That's my question.
You know, if he doesn't play.
If he doesn't play, it's totally.
No, that's like playing without Reggie White. Yeah. You know.
No, it is. You're right.
Yeah. And what are they saying about him? Why did he leave?
A rib injury of some sort, but I've not seen a definitive.
He'll take the Novocaine and go get him.
The flak jacket?
Yeah.
You might be right.
He'll play, but.
That could be fun, though.
They're good defensively.
Yes.
They're mean.
Yes.
And not very good offensively, but, you know, they'll give him a good game. Green Bay, they'll hang in there. I think Green Bay had more trouble with them than
this was
Tampa
a bad
Bay.
Year for the Vikings not to have a halfway decent defense though, because this conference there's nobody that scares you.
No, I think the Packers are probably going to go to the Super Bowl.
They probably should.
I think they're the favorites because the Rodgers is playing so good now. Losing the left tackles, see, that's another problem they got there. You know. He might be their second best player.
Yep.
Behind Rodgers.
He just got the huge contract.
Yeah. And so they got to play without him. And I remember when they were asking when the season started, can Billy Turner really handle right guard?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's got to handle left tackle. That makes a little bit of a difference. He's one of our boys, Moundsview, but one of our fellas. But yeah, that's a bad loss for them. But I guess. Beyond the Steelers, I watched Steelers some. I didn't watch them hardly at all when they were 11-0.
Yeah.
I watched them down the stretch. They were terrible.
They were
1-5.
They were awful.
They were, you know, they
but
were.
That's what I'm saying. They were never, I don't think they were ever that good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that there was a part of the year where you thought they were great. The record was good.
Yeah.
But they're just underwhelming.
Yes.
And yeah, Roethlisberger, I think, is just done.
Now, one the most distressing thing of me of the weekend, though, is we have now gone hockey on
football playoffs
logo disrespect.
Oh yeah,
now we got this is
the Ravens.
This is almost as much of a crime as stepping on the Wild logo in their clubhouse, in their locker room.
We're cleaning the logo now.
Yeah, yes. Because we're dancing on the logo and getting 15-yard penalties for dancing on the logo, taunting on the logo. And that was because the first game this year...
The Titans danced on the Ravens.
Well, they didn't dance. They went out and huddled before the game on the logo.
Yeah, they didn't dance. You're right.
Yeah. But we took it as, God, grow up. You're adults. Stop being idiots.
Wait. They're adults by birth certificate only.
Yeah, that's true. Well, but, John Harbaugh started it all. He didn't shake hands, right?
No, they did.
They did. The quarterback didn't, though. Lamar Jackson.
No, he left the field immediately.
He ran off. Yeah. That was intentional, too.
Okay. Yeah, I saw him go up the tunnel, and then he came back out to do his TV deal after. But, yeah, he didn't go shake hands.
No, he ran off, and that's because.
So he's mad at the Titans, too?
I guess he's mad at the Titans for disrespecting the logo and the game.
That whole handshake thing to me is the biggest bunch of garbage, too, though. I don't care. If you don't want to shake hands, don't shake hands.
No. No, I do too.
Did Childress and McCarthy shake hands? I hope not. It's more fun when they don't.
By the way, and I'll give Paul Allen credit for this. He had I happened to accidentally have their station on when I turned on the radio this morning. He had Chili on. Chili's all fingerprints all over these playoffs.
Yes,
Sean McDermott.
He loves Sean McDermott.
He had him. He had him someplace.
He was in Philadelphia with him at the same time.
Yeah. Stefanski.
Yep.
Les Frazier.
Yep.
Heath Farwell was somebody's special teams coach. It was about eight guys.
So you're saying the Chili's mentor.
The Chili coaching tree is sprouting like one of those big old mango trees in Hawaii. It's all over the place, man.
So as long as he wasn't the actual head coach in the big game, he got guys to the big game.
I heard Chili said today that he talked to Bevel, another guy, Bevel. He talked to Bevel today. Earlier Bevel got the job interim, and he texted him and said, enjoy the big chair. And Bevel called him back 20 minutes later, and Chili said, I told him to have fun. You know, Chili never had much fun.
Is that like Brad had a lot of fun?
I don't recall those days where Brad was having. He didn't have a casual moment when he talked about the size of your head stuff like that.
I don't recall Brad having a ton of fun during his tenure.
No, I think he was a tense guy. But
he is, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of connections.
Fingerprints are all over the place.
He's not retired, by the way. He says he's retired, but he's only retired if somebody calls and says, I need you as a special consultant. So he'll be there in 10 minutes.
The Bears used him. Nagy used him for a few years, right?
I think last year. But
he was Andy's guy again in Kansas City.
I talked to him 6 weeks ago about something. I can't remember what it was. 20 minutes, and he said, I'm done. He's living here, you know. But he was down in, he's got a place in Florida, too, and I think Fort Myers area, and he and the wife were stuck down there for a long time, too, so, because once the pandemic hit.
That last check that he got from the Wilfs, which was 1 year into the extension when they fired him in November 2010, I think was a very nice check.
Wasn't as nice as Tibbs check when he left, but 14 mil.
Tibbs is a hero now.
Tim 14, although they stunk it out the last time out, so that might have somebody. I was having fun with the idea that they're going to have a parade for Tibbs, and somebody says on Twitter, Tibbs sanity. Remember Lynn Sanity? It was Tibbs sanity going on there. But he had that Frank Isol, who's like the veteran.
Loves him.
Veteran of things. He says, best thing that's happened.
The minutes police can go take out something. Right. I saw that tweet.
So anyway, we're all over the world here. But
Tibbs isn't dumb. You know, Tibbs is probably going to ingratiate himself to the right people in that market.
Yeah, well, it's a different market. It's not. You can. Nobody's going to sit in those $1,500 seats or 2,000 seats when they come back. Mad because he drops an F-bomb. Yeah, we got the Lutherans here upset. New York, they'll be mad at you if you're not dropping F-bombs. So that'll help. He's got to get Spike Lee back in there, though. He's got to get Spike and Dolan to kiss and make up so he can get Spike.
Oh, are they still not?
I don't know if they kissed and made. I don't know if they let Spike use his entrance or his special entrance.
Why would you piss off Spike Lee?
I don't know. He's an odd duck, boy.
Yeah, he is, but you'd still... He's a Knicks fan.
No, Dolan.
Dolan's crazed.
Goofier than hell. Goofier than hell. So anyway, this extra playoff game's here to stay.
Oh,
you can
hell
throw
yeah.
three of them at him. By the way,
yes.
I'm trying to figure out, I was hearing the schedule today, and they said Packers home Saturday at 4-15. And I said, oh, they're not making them play. Why don't they want, they usually like to have the Packers freezing to death, right? Because it's good for ratings. They're making Buffalo play Saturday night game. Buffalo's got the 8 o'clock game on Saturday night. So they figure there's even a better chance of snow in Buffalo than there is in Green Bay.
Yeah, that makes some sense.
Yeah.
You're right, though. That format's here to stay. In fact, my next question is, when are they going to jack it up to 8 teams per conference?
I think they want to. Don't you think that, they're going to keep that bouquet and that little carrot out there for the number one? They want them being fighting for the number one seed, don't they?
Yeah, probably, yeah. But extra games, man. Yeah. How they make their money.
Yeah, but the other thing is, what would you have to do then? Well, you can't play 4 in a day.
No. No, so but you could go into prime time. You go into Monday nights. That's the one thing.
Yeah, but then who do you screw the next week? Make them play short.
I'm not sure.
They don't care.
I'm not sure they care about that one.
They do not care. That's for
that's
sure.
An ethics question that's not going to bother the NFL.
No, they are ethics free.
Yeah, they are. They are money grubbing. That's what they want. They want their cash.
So, anywho, that was it. I watched 10 hours of football, 12 maybe.
Yeah, it was great.
And I'll watch tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare
yourself for a 5-hour game.
I was going to say, this one will take 4.5 hours. When are they kicking off? Anybody know? I want to turn it on.
Hold on.
I want to turn it on when the ball.
I've got my Star Tribune right.
I don't want estimates. I want to turn it on when the ball's in the air.
I don't blame you one bit. Hold on a second here. I'll tell you what time they kick this thing off tonight. It's got to be 7-something our time. 7 p.m., according to the Star Tribune. According to the Star Tribune, 7 p.m.
So, 7:15 probably.
Yeah, probably.
We got to do something.
But why can't college... So, when is college football going to find a way to get to an NFL-length game? Cut the half times down.
Yeah, well...
This shouldn't be that tough.
One of the worst things about the NFL, about college football... Are the Big Ten Network and the Southeast Network and the SEC Network, they have huge to half times. They're worse than the national. I mean, the Big Ten Network wants ads. They go 20 full minutes on those games. It's incredible how long the halftimes are.
I flip it off as soon as halftime starts and don't come back for about a half hour.
I got an idea that will never pass, though, but watching a lot of NFL football, it'll never pass for safety reasons because they don't want more plays. But why do we have a 40-second shot clock?
Oh,
it's
play clock?
Asinine. Get the game moving. 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you have a 30 seconds is plenty of time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, what's the deal? Why 40?
I don't know. It's a good question.
This idea that, you can get 5 minutes, 4 minutes to go, you can get one first down and run out the clock is, Bud, Bud, I told you Bud's suggestion. He hates the kneel down. Bud says, if you don't make a yard, the clock doesn't start. Stop. The clock
yeah, you
stops.
Tell me that. I actually like
the clock
that.
Stops. Yes.
I like it.
He, of course, also hates the kickoff, and he's right about that.
What's become of it?
Yeah, what's become of the kickoff return? He hates that. He wants to go to Canada if you don't run it out of the end zone. They give up a point, That ain't happening.
No, because they
think people get hurt. But
it looks good to act like you're afraid the players are going to get hurt.
Yes, even though the kickoff has become the most boring thing in football.
The worst thing is they've got to find a way to get something of the onside kickback. They talked about that 4th-and-15 idea, but you've got no shot now.
No, there's no chance. No.
And the onside kick was actually a really fun play at the end of the game.
Yes, because you'd see somebody do like a dummy from Green Bay did.
I'd like to see them get some semblance of being able to retain possession.
Yes. Yeah. But I bet the 4th-and-15 happens. Anything to
get, why not.
Anything to get the youth of America even more engaged, huh? Like Nickelodeon?
Yep. That was genius.
Declan, did you watch the Nickelodeon telecast or the regular one?
I did. I watched all, but I enjoyed it. That was great.
So what do they do? Have cartoon characters and stuff doing it or what?
It was just really over the top and like animated. So it was like the graphics on the screen were all moving and there was slime and
What slime do?
Every time they scored a touchdown, slime would come in from all four corners of the end zone. Like
a graphic,
like a green little slime, because that used to be
one
of their
staples. Genius.
Yeah.
It is genius to get
Baseball should take notes for broadcasting. Take notes.
Nah, I don't think it'll work. I don't think baseball is the youth is gone. They're never coming back.
Well, at least give it a shot of trying to get something back for Manfred and the boys.
Well, they could, you know, run a cartoon during a pitching change or something like that, right?
Saturday game of the week on Nickelodeon, 7-inning game. Get through it as quick as possible, because that's your problem.
Runner at second base ain't every
keeping,
inning.
Ain't keeping a kid for nine.
Yeah.
Time of game 3:22.
You know, kids, the biggest problem in addition to just time of game is it takes the whole concept of 80% of the pitches thrown don't amount to anything.
Yep.
Is what's going to get the youth of America. 3-2 counts might be a great example of making the pitcher work and player plate discipline. The youth of America does not like 3-2 counts. They like Yogi Berra.
Just swing.
A guy who looks like Yogi Berra and hits like Yogi Berra.
Which is
Berra.
What players used to do.
Yes. Put it in play. But
get up to the plate and swing the damn bat.
Baseball, they're certainly in no hurry to tell us what they have planned, though, are they? Except they told everybody to be ready to go for spring training.
Yeah, but we don't know the rules. We don't know. I mean, how many guys are still unsigned?
I think Nelson Cruz has a class action lawsuit that he could
for collusion.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
file because for not. Letting him know what the market is. Is it 30 teams or 15? You know.
How is that? How is this that difficult to decide or to negotiate?
They think it's something that they can use as a chit for players. Mm-hmm. Players have played in the National League without the DH for 48 seasons.
Yeah.
They don't care. They're not going to give up something in negotiations so they can have a DH, you know?
Yeah.
But
I'm saying what?
The owners want the DH a lot more than the players do.
Right, but they don't want to give it away.
Yes.
So they're going to act like the players have to give them something back.
But in the past, they fought with the National League to approve the they wanted the National League to approve the DH, and they opposed it, the mm-hmm. National League owners. Mm-hmm. So it makes no sense that.
But can we just settle on the rules for 2021?
Yes,
I mean, I understand 22 is going to be difficult to even play because of the CBA coming up, but can we just decide on what the rules are going to be? Can somebody get signed besides Kyle Schwarber?
Yeah. How about him getting a deal? Our guy Eddie can't get one.
Yeah, I know. Look at the list, Pat, of guys available right now.
Wouldn't you rather have Eddie than Kyle Schwarber? But Eddie's not going to take 7, I guess. So
right.
That's probably the problem.
I think guys like Schwarber are probably rightfully so panicked.
Sure. Yeah.
Because if we're going to start in February, which we're not, you're going to have a ton of guys who aren't signed when spring training opens.
Oh, it's, I heard one of the National guys was talking, and they were saying there's got to be negotiations going on and nobody's telling anybody, but usually Heyman or somebody would know if they're talking. So Rosenthal, somebody'd know, right?
I would think so. If they were talking about the rules, someone would leak that out.
Yes.
You've got to be right.
Yeah.
There's no way that they could keep this whole thing quiet.
No, it's they're trying to outweigh each other, I guess.
They're going to do it right into spring.
Yeah.
We're going to be sitting April 5th with nothing.
Today's the 11th, right?
Yes.
So 5 weeks.
Yeah.
5 weeks.
Or just come out and say we're not going to start in 5 weeks. You know, I mean, just do something. They're doing nothing.
Yes, they're doing nothing. I think the plan is, as long as the inoculations are being given out one at a time about every hour nationally.
Where are you in line? Where's your list?
It's easier to get cocaine than it is inoculation, you know. You can go down at
black market.
Yeah. You can get a nice little packet of cocaine in 10 minutes. You got it. But anyway, as long as that's, you know, they're going to try to play 100 games instead of 160 so they don't have to pay them.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And the players are going to rightfully so rebel against that, which they should this time.
I tell you, the league that's really got problems, the National Basketball Association, and not now the virus is hitting them too, but this idea, I can go to a hockey game, and unless it was Gretzky or somebody, I don't give a damn who's not playing that night, right?
Right.
You'd like to see, you know, the great ones, but it's there's going to be 19 of them jumping around, right? They're going to be coming off the boards. I go to a basketball game. I don't want to see, if I go to see the Nets play the other night, and let's say it was Kyrie Irving's not playing for personal reasons. We don't know what they are.
Right.
Maybe he didn't feel like it. You know, and then last night, DeRozan, you go to see San Antonio. Do we know why he didn't play?
Yeah, his dad's sick.
Dad's sick.
So he played on Saturday but didn't play on Sunday. Means the pop said, go see your dad. We'll lose tonight.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably what he said. Yeah, we don't care. But they have to get a schedule to a few enough games so that you don't need days of rest. And, you know, this Pop started all this, by the way, that it became fashionable. You now go to a basketball game and have no idea who's going to play that night.
Correct.
And it's...
I told you.
And in basketball, that means something.
My favorite one of all time was the Wolves home opener a couple of years back. They're playing the Grizzlies, right?
Yes.
I believe it was the Grizzlies' second game. They arrested Conley and Gasol.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
So they basically said, screw it. We're not going to be competitive in game two.
This is
I told Mackey he thought I was crazy. I said, this is BS.
This is our new plan. That's the other thing. It's a scheduled day arrest. The feisty skipper of the Twins does that too. On a 60-game schedule.
Yeah.
There are no scheduled days of rests when you're playing 60 games. Jorge Polanco, 60. You play 60 if you're ready. And by the way, 8 of them are 7 innings. You know? You play them all.
We need to go back to the days when sleeping in, you were just called lazy.
Yes, yes.
Now it's like rest and recovery and get as much sleep as possible.
Yeah, I mean,
used to just call you lazy.
162 games, give them 5 games off. Give them 8. But what I like is, okay, we got 3 guys hurt, but we still can't play Jorge because it was a scheduled day of rest. So now we're going to play Tom Kelly's Thursday afternoon lineup or Sunday afternoon lineup from back in the day.
When Gladdy was hungover?
When 5 of them didn't play, you know, the Scribini lineup. But, you know, 162. The pandemic is a fantastic opportunity for everybody to reduce their schedules, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Declan reminded me that I put my Diet Coke in the freezer which after a time would be bad for the Diet Coke.
Like a hockey puck.
In fact, the other day I opened one up that had been somewhere in the house. It'd gotten too cold out in the garage, and I opened it up, and she foamed all the way. She foamed all the way downtown. I'm going home trying to eat, drink it.
That Diet Coke, though, might be your vaccine. That's the key thing.
Forget the
vaccine. It's the Diet Coke that keeps you healthy.
I do the oximeter every day and the temperature now. I think the temperature is supposed to be 98.6, right?
Yeah, mine's way lower than that.
How come I'm 97.3 or 4?
That's what I am. 98.6 is a lie. No, it was wrong.
96.
I'm 97.3 a lot, I think.
Yes, that's what I am.
Yeah, no.
So does it run low because it wants to people to come in the store or what?
No. I think that what we were told as kids was just wrong. 98.6, I don't think, is the norm. Somebody just decided it was.
Okay, that's if you're over that, it's a fever then.
Yeah, maybe. If you're 99 or something, that could be a problem.
I don't know. All I know is I'm 90. Maybe I'm too cold-blooded. I don't know what the hell.
I'm cold all the time, so.
Hey, this is Ricey. I'd like to welcome a new partner here to Ricey Unchained, EcoFun Motorsports. It's located in Forest Lake. If you enjoy bike rides on a summer day, but maybe your knees aren't what they used to be, that would be me, and you still want the exercise benefit and need a little help on those pesky inclines, then I recommend that you talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will personally help you select the e-bike that is right for you. They will deliver that one to your front door in the metro area also. You might be thinking, hey, it's January in Minnesota. Maybe you need a bike at your winter place. Right now, Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Power Assist bikes are at their lowest prices of the year. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Guess what? Joe Suchere has been telling you about EcoFun Motorsports and Garage Logic, and it's only like 8 minutes away from Grundhoffer's, the meat place. You go to Hugo, you go to Grundhoffer's. Get your meat, then you go to EcoFun Motorsports and get your exercise bike. EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com. That's E-C-O-F-U-N, one word. And if you get up there, tell them that Ricey Unchained sent you. And in fact, the wife's got a bike, an old-fashioned bike down in the garage in Fort Myers, which we haven't been down there since March. But I think we're going to have to go the Echo bike route for her because that baby just sits there. So maybe it's time
I'm guilty of that myself.
Speaking of the wife, we had a little house repair situation to take care of this morning.
Okay.
And she had a version as to what was wrong.
Yep.
And she turned out to be 100% correct.
Okay, that's good.
That's bad.
Oh, but you were...
I just kind of shrugged it off.
Okay.
But lots of gloating.
Oh, yeah. They're always
lots of gloating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's always a victory lap.
Yes, right. Lots of gloating. Because, it's not good enough when I come up and say, you were right, dear. It was the flange.
It
was the flanges.
Nope.
And, congratulations. You were right. Isn't that enough?
No. I can tell you from personal.
Do we have to talk about it for 10 minutes?
Yes.
About how right you were,
And then even if you didn't protest, you'll still be accused of having protested.
Yes, right.
So you need to give more credit.
You'll be accused of telling her she was wrong,
right.
Which I never
That's
did.
That's what I'm saying.
Because on household matters, I never have an opinion.
Join
I don't
the club.
Know. That's, if a light bulb goes out, I have an opinion. I would say, I think the light bulb went out. I'll go change it. That's it. After that, no opinions on household matters. Because I don't, in fact.
Nor should you. Nor
see,
do
this,
I.
This came on the heels. I'm a, you know how you get these, the soap that comes in a bottle instead of a, you know.
Yeah. I could not get it
to start coming out.
Yeah,
I said, so I had to come in and say, I thought you just had to yank these things up and they wet. And oh, man, no, you spin them.
You got to spin them, which sometimes they still don't work.
Yes, this is one of them. You spin it counterclockwise.
Yep.
But then that was worth about 8 minutes of, how do you even manage to live to be this long?
Yeah, I've heard that one. I've got that one, too.
Yeah, well, I said, well, now I know. What the hell? I'm 75, never too old to learn, you know?
She got mad at me because that soap dispenser ran out one time, and there was a pump right by that one that turned out to be your face wash. But it's soap, right?
Yeah.
So I just used it all. She said, where the hell's my face wash? Have you been using this for hand soap? I said, yeah, it's just as good as the hand soap.
Why not?
She said, you idiot.
Well, yeah, it's
hey, I spent the last 4 days, no heat in the house.
That ain't good.
It went out on Thursday. The guy came on Friday and said, we'll be back Monday to fix it.
Why Monday?
Because they didn't work on Saturday and Sunday, I guess. They're at the house
right
now.
What happened?
Well, here's the problem.
You don't need a new one.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we did.
Oh.
You're supposed to replace your furnace every 20 years. Ours was from 1993.
Yeah.
Guess who didn't look at the furnace one time until this time?
That reminds me, I probably have to change the whatchamacallit in
filter?
There. The filter. That's probably been there.
That's another problem. We didn't put a filter in the last time they took one out because I didn't know where it went and I couldn't figure it out. So the guy came to look at the furnace and he said, do you have a filter? I said, yeah, it's sitting right there. He goes, so I'll take the old filter out. I said, there is no old filter. I didn't know where to put it.
Well, I can do that, but I did. The boys down the hall gave me a little abuse a year or so ago. Remember the great Orville was burning.
Oh, loved Orville.
The late great Orville was working at Menards. And I ran into him at Menards, and he said, what were you doing at Menards? I said, I had to get furnace filters.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, can you do that? I said, yeah, because I take the old one with me.
Oh, I did the same thing.
To make sure. I don't trust myself.
Because they ask, what size do you have? I don't know.
Yeah, here it is. It's written there, but I might get the wrong one.
Yep.
So I take it with me, and they thought that was...
Why? That's a great idea.
Yeah,
that's exactly
right.
What I did.
That's right. Give me four of these.
Because when they ask me questions like, do you need a 2x4 or a 4x... I have no idea.
No, I don't either.
I'm with you.
I think if you're going to be competent in the sports writing profession, you cannot have mechanical skills.
That's fine. But
it's a conflict of interest.
My first piece of advice to those who are going to get into said profession, never buy a house. I never should have bought a house.
Yeah.
I should have moved into a condo.
Well, there's some downsizing discussion, and we got a small place, but getting something one level, you know, as we get older and older. I said, yeah, that's fine, but we're renting. There's no more mortgages, and that's a topic of discussion because she wouldn't mind being in a condo, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's paid for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be anywhere where I'm paying more for the parking spot than I am for the mortgage, you know. So, no, ain't happening. Got to rent. Rent an apartment. That's it.
That's what I'd like to do again and get out of that house as quickly as possible.
Yeah, they are.
But then it has to be fixed up, and that's not good either.
Well, anyway, it was. There was some gloating taking place today.
The gloating I have seen before.
Who do you like tonight? I think Ohio State give them a game, but they probably can't stop them. You know, it's an advantage when you have three of the five best players in the country offensively. You know.
Yes, it
that
is.
Devontae Smith is something.
Yes.
It's amazing that the nation had the guts to elect a wide receiver as the Heisman Trophy.
First one since
90, since Desmond Howard.
Yeah.
My favorite Desmond story. So when was he at Michigan? 91? 91, right?
Yeah, I think
that's
right.
21.
Yep, I think that's right.
They played the Gopher. The Twins were in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to move the either the World Series or the playoffs. Or it must have been the playoffs.
To Friday night. I remember this.
So they had to move the Michigan game to Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the office. And, you know, even for a chub like me, it took, what, 10 minutes to walk to the dome and get through the bath. Then there was no security. You just walked in, you know, through the gate. And they were getting ready to kick off. The radio was on in the sports department at the Star Tribune. And, you know, that was obviously the old building. You go out the side.
Yep.
I walked in. Desmond already had scored 2 touchdowns.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, Desmond had 2 touchdowns. It was 14-0. And I said, what happened? They said, Desmond scored twice.
You said, yep, I can see that.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. That was the wacky era, right? 91, yeah.
Yes.
That would have been wacky. Wacky. 17-39 and 8-32 in the Big Ten.
You remember you're supposed to have that high-flying offense he was going to come here with? Mm-hmm. It's going to be all exciting, and man, did they stink.
And everybody who worked over there said he was the greatest guy of all time. They loved him. They loved
when
him.
When do you think, for the most part, the fans gave up on the Gophers? I know that you said in the late 60s it changed with the Vikings.
It changed.
But like when did it go from they're not as popular to they're off the map?
Oh, well,
70s?
Yeah, it started with Cal. They got, you know, the old timers, the maroon sweater crowd got fired up again for Smokey Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had three, you know, they beat Ohio State the 1 year with Hoentze and they're going to throw the ball around. What people forget is the first year in the Dome, they filled the place. They were rated. They were 3-0 rated 17 or 18 in the country. They filled it up for Illinois, and Coach Brew was a tight end and captain. And Gophers were ahead at halftime. And Illinois blew him out in the second half. It was Tony Eason, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
The next time I saw him, he was laying in the fetal position in the Superdome telling Steve Grogan, get in here. I don't want anything to do with these Bears. They're going to beat me up. But they got blown out in the second half and won one game for the rest of Smokey Joe's tenure and gave up. In 83, they gave up over 600 points.
And was that the year in the Nebraska game?
Nebraska, 84-13, yeah. They gave up. But they had other games later in that year. That I think there were two other teams in the 60s. Ohio State was in the 60s, I think, and a bunch of them were in the 50s. They gave up over 600 points. So I don't know what happened. He kind of recruited a lot of fast, smaller guys that had done great for him at South Dakota State.
Yep.
South Dakota. And Northern Arizona, but they couldn't play in the Big Ten. You know, they never were physical enough to play in the Big Ten.
Right.
So that's when they quit for sure. But I think they didn't like Cal's teams weren't terrible. That 77
was
team
boring
was
boring, or what was?
No, Cal was a good guy, fired up, but he was. Cal was sort of the first fine young men coach. You know, he replaced Murray, and Murray was haze in the barn. You know, kind of guy, grumpy.
Right.
You know, but and Cal came in, and he was going to be this. You know, by today's standards, he wasn't a super salesman, but back then is. There was a lot of, boy, this guy's full of BS, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because he was, you know, he had the lingo, the fine young man. And I remember, I wasn't writing columns till the end of the decade, but I was writing once a week or something on Sundays. And I remember making fun of the fine young men, you know, boy, you're getting their ass kicked, but, you know, boy, they're fine young men, you know, that kind of snarky type of stuff. But, you know, 77, he had some good athletes. He had Ricky Upchurch, and he had this Larry Powell kid who got that French polio, whatever that disease is. and who was going to be great. And he had some good skill position players, and that 77 team beat Michigan, number one in the country, Washington, and UCLA. They beat the two Rose Bowl teams, but then they beat Michigan, and then the next week they'd go and lay an egg against Indiana or something like that. So they kind of lost it then, but then with Smokey Joe, it was all over. It was all over with them.
Smokey Joe with the rose and Smokey Joe's teeth on the billboard is still one thing I remember.
They were trying. But the official Viking takeover was 69.
Right.
You know, obviously. But 68 it started. But I always point to the Gophers going to Arizona State, which was in the WAC then, not the Pac-10 or Pac-8, whatever it was then, and getting their arse kicked. And Jim Carter, you know, ran for 200 yards and made no difference. He was gaining 6 yards a carry. Meanwhile, these guys were gaining 40 yards a pass, you know. And John Rose, famous story, he's down there with him. It's 100 degrees. Murray's sitting in a chair after the game, overheated, and he's got his shoes off and his pants rolled up, and he's got his feet in buckets of cold water to cool off. And he looks up at Rowe and says, "Who scheduled this bleeping game?" And he knew it was he knew that he didn't want to be playing speed anymore.
That was it, huh?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. So, and then the Vikings, of course, went to the Super Bowl, and
so
they've been holding on here as number one ever since.
So the Vikings beat Cleveland in the NFL title game.
Yes,
in 69.
27-0, Jimmy Brown.
That started the road losing streak in postseason games that the Browns snapped on Sunday.
Really?
Against Pittsburgh. That franchise.
69.
So, yeah. So
69 here at beautiful Met Stadium.
Yes. The first incarnation, which went to Baltimore, and then the current one, had not won a road playoff game since, I think they beat the Rams before they played the Vikings here at the Met.
Mm-hmm.
But that loss at the Met was the start of the losing streak that ended against the Steelers.
And Jimmy Brown, and the same thing happened to Jimmy Brown that day at Met that happened to Derrick Henry yesterday. They had 11 men on the line of scrimmage and stopped him.
Yep.
I've never seen, in modern NFL, have you seen anybody crowd the line of scrimmage like the Ravens did? It was incredible.
Not since probably a Peterson game at his height when he was with the Vikings and teams dared him to pass.
They would obviously drop back, but there were times when they started with 11 guys.
Oh, within, they didn't,
You know, they'd have seven guys across the line and four in linebacker position. Yep. It was amazing. They were not going to let him carry the ball. What, I think an eight-yarder was his long, right?
And he was PO'd. He got frustrated, too.
Yeah, because
it worked like a charm.
They couldn't complete a pass. Yeah, that's true. I've got a buddy, Bob, who has three New Year's resolutions every year, and truth be told, he rarely succeeds at accomplishing his goals. He's not alone, by the way. Only 10% of us do accomplish our New Year's resolution. Then it hit me. Bob should call the Canopy Group. Why? Bob wants to read more, and I'm not going to be able to read to him. Bob wants to lose 20 pounds, and I'm sure not the guy to help him with that. But I can help him with his third resolution, and that is to save money. How's he going to do that? By handing this resolution over to the 30 professionals at the Canopy Group. They will help Bob save money on his home and auto insurance and have better coverage at the same time. There's 16 companies assure Bob's success, not only just this year, but they will do this for Bob every year to be sure he has the best coverage at the best price. New clients save more than $800 annually. Hand your New Year's resolution over to the Canopy Group and be part of the 10% with good old Bob, who succeed in accomplishing at least one of their New Year's resolutions. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com. All you Bobs out there, get with it. 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.
All right, you got anything else?
What else we got? What are you, Gopher Poops? What do we think? I think Pitino's got to start working on those halftime speeches on the road.
What is it about
his halftime speeches? His halftime speeches are okay at, at Williams Arena, but he's on the road.
The Michigan and Iowa game, Pat, they came out in the second half and looked lost.
Yeah, they had a little rally last night.
Yes, they did.
But they, you know, they, you know.
Here's a question for you.
And just when we get excited about National Player here, Leon Robbins, now he's playing Garza. I mean, he's playing the big guy, but.
Oh, yeah, he got no chance against
him. He's got no chance.
What happened to Gabe Kelscher?
I don't know.
That,
amazing.
That damn three-point.
They recruited him for one reason. He's a shooter.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's still shooting a ton.
Yeah.
He can't hit him.
He's their best defensive player, but.
Right, but if he could hit threes, it could at least stymie these rolls. That the problem is.
Marcus Carr ain't been much to write about home about on the road either.
No, that's true.
No.
But the Kelscher thing I don't get because he keeps taking the shots and they look like they should go, and there's. In and out, it's the damnedest
Everybody
thing.
Was, they have no depth. Everybody, I mean, no, he was talking earlier in the year, we got more depth. They have no depth. And they've, you know, if he hadn't hit the jackpot on transfers, it'd be over.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be over.
He'd be in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even if he kept Marcus and got the grad, if he didn't get Robbins and Both, he'd be absolutely.
Although Gotch is no special player.
No, he's a good athlete, and he's good enough to start on that
but
team.
But I just don't understand how Kelscher can't hit some of these shots.
It's.
Oh, and the Wolves played twice, too.
Yes, they did.
Of course, you didn't see him, probably. But
1-1, lost one.
Yes. Cat came back.
Cat
came back and played with a splint on that wrist, and I was actually fairly impressed.
Way to go, Cat. Yeah, and he had a decent night. And Josh came back last night, and they need him, too.
Yeah, Josh cares about one thing that most of his teammates don't, defense.
He played defense, yeah. But they...
he and Vanderbilt actually play defense.
They're gonna have a lot of pink. They gotta stay
top three
out. They gotta get in the top three, right?
Or else it goes
otherwise
to Golden
State. It goes to Golden
and
State.
And Wiggins played great of late, by the way. It's hilarious.
I watched him the other night for 10 minutes, and he didn't do a good damn thing. And they kept saying, the guy doing it. We were listening to the Warriors home ground.
Yeah.
Andrew's got to get more aggressive. Good luck. Good luck. He looks. You look at him and you say, "This is a basketball player."
Yes,
6'8", little bit of muscle.
Yep,
just lithe,
sleek,
lithe, and
yep,
got it all. And then, oh man, I can't wait till I get my nap.
Yep,
you know
he has a tendency to check out that is unrivaled by many.
That's but boy, do they need him because that team's, you know, Draymond is done.
Yep.
He looks like Ben Roethlisberger.
I saw the ice packs on Draymond's knees last night.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he played football for 10 years.
Well, he did.
True.
Baby. That playing center at 6'6" in that league ain't too easy.
He looks like he played tight end.
He played half, two-thirds of the time when they were trying to win a game. He was, you know, plus, they were playing 110 games a year, too.
Yeah, that's true.
The playoffs. If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.